This is Morning Edition on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org. Joe Borbély and Mike Klug of the Bloomington band Jacked Up and the Empty Bottles say musicians today are still looking back to bands like the Beatles for inspiration. They cite the third and fourth Stone Temple Pilots album, Tom Petty and Miles Nielsen, among others, as just some of the artists who have taken inspiration from the Fab Four. Well, Saturday night, the Castle Theater will have the third annual Silver Ball. Jacked Up and the Empty Bottles will play Beatles covers. That's a fundraiser for McLean County Toys for Tots. Borbély was born 6 years after the Beatles broke up. In this Sound Ideas preview, he tells me about his Beatles entry point.
It's funny you ask that. We both have a mutual friend who, by fifth grade, he was the biggest Beatles fan I ever knew. He had older brothers that played instruments, and they must have liked him a lot. And I think still to this day, this dude probably, it's his probably still his favorite band. So that was my first introduction to him. I think the first song he brought to my attention was Maxwell's Silverhammer.
Was it an immediate, hey, yes?
For me, no, it wasn't.
It took a while to grow.
It wasn't, yeah. It was more like when I got into high school and could appreciate the depth of the lyrics and everything and could appreciate more of their place in history. I think people that don't really dig the Beatles don't know or don't understand what they did for modern music.
Hang on to that thought. I want to get to that. Mike, how about your introduction to the Beatles?
Well,
do you remember?
First, I want to say the one thing about that I super agree with. The Beatles were so ahead of their time. They did so much to shape what we think of as music now. As we've been going through and listening to all these songs with new ears, you know, because you're learning them instead of just enjoying them, Ringo is such a heavy drummer. Like, and especially for what was going on then, it was just revolutionary, you know. And when I was listening to that as a child, I remember thinking that it was rudimentary, but it's definitely not, and he's definitely pushing boundaries that people weren't even thinking about then. Now, as far as your other question, our best friend Nils, who's this huge Beatles fan, that was a thing that he and I had in common because my mom is the biggest Beatles fan that I've ever known.
Okay.
She was 14 when the Beatles came to America in 1964, had all the 45s. I remember listening to all those as a little kid. Like, my brother would just play I Want to Hold Your Hand 45 again and again and again and again and again and again on the record player at my grandparents' house. When I think of music, everything else is secondary behind the Beatles. Like, they're the number one band. Not necessarily the thing that I listen to the most, but they're the number one rock and roll band in the world, in the history of the world. And there are some big bands out there.
You talked about Ringo, Mike, and just how a new appreciation for Ringo that you were seeing. Is there an individual Beatle for you, Joe, that...
For me, there really isn't. Like, I love the fact that they all have their place in the group. I appreciate that for what it is. I think that's really cool, and that they gave each other the space to work. And that's something that for this show that I was very conscious of giving away parts, especially like singing and stuff like that. I made sure that every band member had a chance to say, I want to sing this song and make it theirs, you know. So
I agree. The space, like they create so much space. So as we're learning all these songs, you know, as the lead guitar player, I get to play all these George parts. Jeff Young, our drummer, was pointing out how it's really interesting that okay, so we wanted to make sure to get some songs that all of them wrote and all of them sing, too, you know, all four of the Beatles. It's really interesting on George's songs that George writes and sings, almost universally, he has somebody else play the solos. It's apparently common knowledge, but until 2 weeks ago, I had no idea that Eric Clapton plays on My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Yeah,
specifically plays a Les Paul. So it's like double incognito.
Do you guys want to give us a quick preview of a song that you might play on Saturday night?
Sure. Why don't we do that George tune?
While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Mike's got a look on his face like, I don't know, man.
I didn't bring my Les Paul. But I'll try that.
All right.
I look at you all, see the love that's sleeping, while my guitar gently weeps. At the floor, and I see it needs sweeping, while my guitar gently weeps. That's the part.
Jacked Up in the Empty Bottles. They're playing Beatles songs at the Silver Ball fundraiser on Saturday night at the Castle Theater. It's a fundraiser for Toys for Tots from McLean County. Joe Borbély and Mike Klug in studio. You told me it's going to be a six-person band.
Yeah.
You guys aren't normally a six-person band, are you?
We are now. Just recently, okay, so knowing we were going to do this Beatles show, we brought in a keyboard player just for the show, and it immediately went so well that we were like, permanent member.
Who's this one?
So we got Jennifer Booker Smith to play with us, and it's the, you know, the classic twofer. She's a great singer and a great keyboard player, so we got two amazing sounds that we didn't have before in one person.
We've actually been kind of wishing for this member for a long time, years now. We've always said, like, if we add anything, it's going to be keys and a female voice, and we got a two for one. So,
and there's so many Beatles songs to choose from for Saturday night. How did you go about choosing early, middle, late Beatles,
so,
all of the above?
There are 237 Beatles songs, original Beatles songs that they wrote and recorded and released, not counting the 172 covers that they recorded and released.
Okay.
So that's 409 songs. We get 75 minutes. So right away when we were talking about this, I was like, there's no way we can do everybody's favorite song. We can't even do all the number one hits. We have to pick the songs that we want to do that make us happy, because we'll be able to do another Beatles set next year with all new material and have it be just as awesome. So we got to do all the cool stuff. My brother calls me up and he's like, hey, are you doing Fill in the Blank song? That's my favorite. I'm like, nope. He's like, how about this one? This is my other favorite.
Sorry.
Nope, sorry. We're not doing either of those.
So how did you choose then?
Well,
we had a battle royale in the band room.
We did.
We did. We had some knives and armor and just went at it. And last man standing got to choose.
We had to make sure that all six of the band members got to do their favorite song. You know, it's like I say, sorry, Jesse, you're not in the band. You can't pick. That's my brother's name, is Jesse.
Okay. So is essentially the almost decade of Beatles or original material, are you covering the breadth of the depth?
We've got some of this, some of that. We've got some stuff off a lot of different albums.
Michael Klug there, Joe Borbély, Jacked Up in the Empty Bottles in the GLT studios, getting ready for the Silver Ball fundraiser on Saturday night. Are Beatles songs any more or less difficult to play than other pop rock songs?
As a vocalist, the words for songs like I Am the Walrus or
Come Together,
they're so nonsensical that it's like, they're, you know, many stories, like basic songwriting says it should go from point A to point B. But some of these tunes are so weird. As a vocalist, for me, it's really hard to memorize those lyrics.
A thing that I've noticed that's really cool in relation to your question is the specifics of song construction and how they'll have this part, then this part, and then they'll have this other thing that separates it so that when you bring back the chorus, it seems so much cooler because you went to this weird place that nobody would even think of. Like, they really are brilliant. There's a reason that they had as much success as they did.
Well, guys, it's great to have you in studio. Everyone's looking forward to Saturday night. You got one more song in you before you leave?
We
can do one.
Joe Borbély and Mike Klug have Jacked Up in the Empty Bottles, 2/6 of the band, who will play Beatles songs Saturday night at the Silver Ball fundraiser. It's a fundraiser for Toys for Tots of McLean County.
I feel like it's important to note, too, that we do have a band coming out of Chicago, the Steepwater Band, to play the Rolling Stones. So be ready for our cash battle. We're going to finally solve the Beatles versus Stones conundrum, but it's a cash battle. So we're going to have some buckets or something set up where you can vote with your dollars about who's your favorite band. Not reflecting on Jacked Up in the Empty.
Just the Beatles and the Stones.
The Beatles and the Stones.
Two other points that I want to throw out. There is an after party across the alley at Diggers where Wildemore is going to do The Who.
And we're going to talk to Aaron in a couple of days.
Yes, that's great.
I love that guy.
Yeah,
great.
In addition to that, I think it's really important to throw out Morgan Schulte. She's putting this together for all these kids. Like, she works like 9 jobs to help kids. She's amazing. Thanks, Morgan.
What do you got up your sleeve?
We're going to do a little
Well, you know, right now in the news, you might see some stuff about Russia. So we're going to play a song called Back in the USSR.
Oh, that song.
Yeah.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
From Miami Beach, we OAC. Didn't get to bed last night. On the way, the paperback was on my knee. Man, I had a dreadful flight. I'm back in the USSR. You don't know how long. in the USSR. Been away so long I hardly knew the place. Gee, it's good to be back home. Wait until tomorrow to unpack my case. Honey, disconnect the phone. I'm back in the USSR. You don't know how lucky you are, boys. Back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
Bow, bow, bow,
well,
bow.
The Ukraine girls really knocked me out. They leave the West behind.
Bow, 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 bow.
And Moscow girls make me sing and shout. That Georgia's always on my mind. USSR. You don't know how lucky you are, boys. Back in the USSR.
Bow, bow, bow.
Well, the Ukraine girls really knocked me out. They leave the West behind.
Bow, 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 bow.
And Moscow girls make me sing and shout. That Georgia's always on my mind. Show me around your snow peak mountains way down south. Take me to your daddy's farm. Let me hear your balalaika singing out. Come and keep your comrade warm. I'm back in the USSR. You don't know how lucky you are, boys. Back in the USSR. Oh, let me tell you, honey.